today's shiur was based on the last amud here, where the Gemara introduces the issur of shesuya yain, or some kind of shtuya yain. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be drunk when performing the avodah, and if he does so, the Gemara mentions how it's mechal the avodah. So I wanted to use this as a springboard to discuss something interesting that connects very much to Masechet Sanhedrin about another issur that's mentioned in the pasuk, the issur of lahoros, the issur of giving a psak halacha when under the influence, and that's based on that very, very same pasuk. The Gemara says, I don't have it in front of me here. Here we go. Yain v'sheicha al teisht, ato v'necha itach b'vo'achem el ol moed v'lo samusu, chukas olam l'doroseichem. So pasuk there says one cannot be drunk when entering the Beis Hamikdash and doing the avodah. If one does so, he's chai misa. And then the pasuk adds, v'lahavdil bein hakodesh bein achol bein hatameh, Ubein Hatar. One, when it comes to giving, being mavdil, different things, one has to have the same level. And then the pasuk says it's not in front of us, but lahoros, it goes on to say, in terms of hora as well, one cannot be drunk. That's the pasuk. So I want to discuss this because there is an interesting shita based on the Tosos here in Maseches Sanhedrin. Hopefully, you had a chance to see this. The Gemara does mention, I brought in the beginning here, Maseches Beita, that they were very makbid not to paskin shilus and Yom Tov, because it was derech shechris, they would drink on Yom Tov, and therefore they would not paskin. And the Gemara says once a ma'isa happened, and they came to ask a shaila from Rav Papa said, "Don't ask me today, ask me tomorrow about a beta that was nolad a Yom Tov. Could you eat it Yom Tov sheni?" And he says, "Come back to me tomorrow." And then tomorrow he gave the psak, and he said, "Had you asked me yesterday, I would have given you the wrong psak. I would have made a mistake. I was drunk. I was under the influence. But now that you ask me today, when I'm not drunk, so then I can give you the proper response." So Rashi there quotes, because it's usher to give a hora, because lahoros as b'nei Yisrael, it says, in the context of yayin v'sheicha al teisht. That's the issa derives of paskin shailas when drunk. Now, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a daya in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat and Siman Zayin. He quotes a daya that this is only true when it comes to dinei issur v'heter. The issur of shesuya yayin is only true in the Choshen Mishpat, rather only in issur v'heter, but Choshen Mishpat it's allowed. He writes, "Yesh omrim, the shesuya yayin mutarin ladun dinei mamrim." It's a very, very strange psak. That if you're drunk, you could be a dayin. A dayin of bezin, a monetary case comes to you, you could be a dayin even though you're drunk, which is very, very strange. And not only is it strange, but it's compounded by the fact that the Tumim of Yonasan Eibeshitz in his parish on Shulchan Aruch, on the Umra Tumim, he says that Dine Mamunis is a much higher level, requires much higher level of Das than that of Isser V'Heter. He says, "Lama Yehezek Kal Mi Isser V'Heter? Why would it be more makeup by Dine Mamunis? Halo Ein Lecha Mekza Yos V'Torah B'Dine Mamunis." There's no greater area, no deeper area of all of Torah than Dine Mamunis itself. You could very easily confuse things. To be a dayan in Choshen Mishpat, it's the highest level. Yadin yadin, a lot of people have. But yadin yadin, that's a very hard thing to understand. Most people who sit in the Beis Medrash all day can't get yadin yadin because they don't know how business works. You have to understand how business works, how buying and selling works. You have to know the real business world to really be a dayan. So it's hard to understand the reality. And then the Psak Halacha is even more confusing. So to say that, Isser V'Heter, don't be drunk. A guy asks you a shaila about an egg that's laid on Yom Tov, don't answer such a shaila. If a guy comes to you about some confusing topic of a ribbis and this and that, that you could be drunk when you're involved in such a din Torah. It's a very strange thing. And just to speak further about this, it's a mission, the end of Maseches Bava Basra, where Rabbi Shmuel said, "Hayrotze sheyachkim, you want to be smart? Yasuk b'dina mamnas. You should learn Choshen Mishpat. You should learn Seder Nezikin, you should learn Sanhedrin, you should learn Baba Mitzi, Baba Kama, Baba Basra, and so on. K'she'ein lecha mekzo b'tar yosim hen, v'hein kemayin hanoveh, it's like a spring that's overflowing. V'arotze sheyasik b'dinim amas, you need to have shimush, yishamish yishimun benanas." Not so poshut to be involved in the dinim amas. So again, the question goes back to square one. Why would this be allowed? So who is the opinion? So the reason why I brought this is because in addition to our sugya and Chab Beis Mabei is mentioning this issur of shesuya yayin, it happens to be a Tosos in Maseches Sanhedrin. It's a Tosos in Mem Beis and Aleph. Those feel free to open up if they want, turn the page, otherwise you can see the Mar Makomos. But there, the Gemara is darshaning a pasuk there, And where's a pasuk? Hold on a second. This is a very good daf. Actually, it talks about kish levan. It's a very kishmak sugya. And there, the pasuk is mentioned. Here we go. I can find it inside the Gemara itself. Okay. Either way, I can't find it in the Gemara here. I see the Tosfos here, but the Mar Makoma says here that the pasuk states, "Ha'oskim b'raza shel olam." Those who are involved in the deep secrets of the world, "Hainu." That's Tosfos. I'm sorry. The Gemara says, "Yai my time below." Amar ve'achabar chanina amarka. Rosnim a sheikhar, one who is involved in the rosnim, the secret of the world, ha'oskim b'raza shel olam al yishtachru, cannot be drunk. And there, Tosfos comments, "Hainu dinin afashos." So that's when dealing with capital punishment. About lo dini mamonis. Come to dini mamonis, you could be drunk. But then we have a Gemara in Erevin that says, shasa revius yain al yore, don't give a hora when you're drunk, even when you drink just a revius of wine. Hainu hora di iser veheter. But dini mamonis is allowed, it should be clear. We know there are four chalukis shulchan aruch, the yoredeya is iser veheter. So iser veheter, that's when the Gemara says you cannot be drunk. Iser veheter. That's why the Gemara in Beitza, Repapa, didn't give a psak. That was also Isser V'Heter, in Echonamis or Achayim, but still Isser V'Heter of Yom Tovim. But when it comes to Dinim Mamonis, Choshe Mishpat, that one would be allowed. Very strange Shita of Tosfos, the strange Yeshomim brought down in Shulchan Aruch. This is also the opinion of Rashi. Marsha brings from Rashi in Maseches Krisus, they're also such a diak, that it's also to give Hora when involved in Isser V'Heter. And the Marsha's Medayik from Rashi's Girsa, but Dini Mamonis, one would be allowed, just like Tosa says here in Maseches Sanhedrin. So why? Why is that? So the answer of the Rishon Eibshitz, which is at the end of the Mar Makom, so I'll just say outside, we can read, let's read it inside, and we'll go through a different shot, but his answer is, if you look at number 25. Rishon Eibshitz, anyone who's learned this far, is certainly a very deep individual. I'll show you a funny story about Rishon Eibshitz. He was brilliant. He was an Eloi in every area, not only of Torah, but even outside of Torah. And he would oftentimes take walks with the emperor in the emperor's palace in the garden and talk about history, math, science, or whatever under the sun, philosophy. And they were going for shul once, shmuzing. And then they stopped, the king of emperor stopped. And he says to him, "Are you allowed to give a bracha to a non-Jew?" He asks Rav Yonah Eibshitz, "Can you give a bracha to a non-Jew?" So Rav Yonah Eibshitz says, yeah, you're allowed to. And it's based on a larger sugya. There's a discussion about Birkas HaMazon. When you say Hiratzon to include all the people sitting, all the guests, so everyone should be included. But the Taz says, if you have a non-Jew at the table, you should exclude the non-Jew. And you should say, kol b'nei bris sheimanu, whatever the lashon would be. You have to exclude. And you normally cannot give a bracha to a non-Jew. It's considered the violation of Los Tachanim, giving a matnas chinam, a free gift. You can't compliment a non-Jew, you can't give a free gift to a non-Jew, and you can't give a bracha to a non-Jew. But one of the heterim of giving a gift or a bracha would be b'darchei shalom. If you know the person, there's a relationship, b'darchei shalom, you'd be allowed to. So Yonah Eibshitz said you're allowed to give a bracha to a non-Jew. He thought he was referring to the king. The king wanted a bracha, he thought. So then the king said, okay, could you give any points to a statue of Yashka? Right there in the emperor's garden. Could you give a bracha to Yashka? That was his question. So Yonah Eibshitz was very sharp. He said right away, I would, but the problem is you need to know the father's name in order to give a bracha. So he couldn't give a bracha to Yashka, whatever that meant. So anyway, so Yonah Eibshitz said, so what's pshat here? How come Dina Mamnas you can be drunk, but Dina Isser V'Heter you can't? So he writes to number 25, Zehu Ahevdil ben Dina Nefashos le Dina Mamnas. This is the distinction. You're allowed to. See, he explains as follows, not so many words, I cut out some of them. But when it comes to Dina Mamonis, even if one guy is drunk, there are two other guys who are not drunk, and they'll balance out the powers. So, as opposed to Dina Isser V'Heter, a guy asks a Rav Shaila, he's the only one answering the Shaila. There's no one to balance him out. So he might be thinking incorrectly. But if one guy's drunk and two guys aren't drunk, so that would be a good din Torah. He says, if let's say there's only if all three are drunk, that wouldn't be good. Or if let's say you have sometimes a din of a Yachid Mumcha, an expert dayan, he he could judge a case on his own. He wouldn't be able to give the din mamonos either if he's simply by himself. But that's the question. The question is whether you're by yourself or not by yourself. So that's why it's different by dinei mamonos versus dinei iser v'heter. But I like to make a whole other suggestion of maybe why there's a difference between dinei mamonos and dinei nefashos. And that's based on understanding the background of the iser of shisuya yain. So the iser of shisuya yain, we'll come back to this question at the end. But the iser of shisuya yain, there's a machlokas between the different rishonim of a kohen who walks into the base hamigdash when he's drunk. Is there an iser of knisa, entering into the base hamigdash, that itself would be a violation of the iser? Or only if he actually does the avoda would be subject to the Isser, but the Knesset itself wouldn't be subject to the Isser. So Ramban writes in Parsha Shmini, he says, number 12, Hanir lefia hekesh zeh she'ena kohen chayiv misa begishas ha-mizbeach. When he approaches the Mizbeach, he's not chayiv misa, velo bebiyas ha-oel, not entering into the Ol Moed, or the Mishkan, or the Beis Hamikdash, ela im kein avad sham avoda. Unless he does avoda. And Tosos in Maseches Krisa says the same thing. Number 13, he says, "V'nichnas lemikdash perish v'avod avoda." Even though the Gemara says you can't enter into the base of Mikdash drunk, but it means lasas avoda. But knisa b'lo avoda lo mechayev. So that's the Ramban and Tosos in one corner that you need to have avoda to be chayev misa. The Rambam argues and he says, "Yerali, it appears to me," and he acknowledges that it's his chiddush. Shekol kohen hakasher l'avoda im nichnas. Min ha-mizbeach v'lifnim, he enters into a certain part of the base of Mikdash. V'ushasu yayin, he's drunk, o'shikr, mishar meshachman, or he's drunk of some other alcoholic beverage, and he adds in some other yisurim as well. Afa pishlo avid avoda ha-reza loka. The Rambam writes, Kenisa alone is the iser, not avoda. The Ramban and Tosa says it's the avoda, the Rambam says it's the Kenisa. So what's this machlokas? Doesn't say misa. Anyhow, you get malchus. So he does distinguish between the malchus and the misa, but you still get a lav. Well, as opposed to the Ramban, it doesn't seem to indicate there's even a malchus there as well. There are different levels for the Rambam. The Ramban says it's misa or no misa. The Rambam does have levels. It would be an advanced iser if there was even misa, if there was even a avod action. So what's pshat here? So what's this machlokas, whether or not it's the kenisa versus the avoda? So I think it depends on the concern. What is the isir? Right? We discussed the first year of the Zman, we discussed Siag deraisa. Right? We discussed that the very first Mishnah about Kohen Gadol, he can't leave the base of Mikdash when he has a mace that died because he might come to touch the mace. Siag deraisa, according to Rashi at least. So here as well, it seemed that there's a Siag here according to some Rishon. I mean, what's the concern? Let me ask you, maybe you saw the different Rishonim, but what's the concern? Why can a kohen not be drunk when he goes to the base of English? What's the concern here?
It's
Machshava. Machshava, what does that mean, Machshava?
It's kavanas.
Bad kavanas. You think kavanas, some mistaken kavanas. Okay, what else we have?
Might not know the
halachas. Okay.
Might just mess up.
Mess up, the halachas is a mess up. Even though he knows halachas, he might make a mistake. Anyways, it's a ganai. What is a ganai mean? How do you interpret that? It's respectful. So all the first three answers you said about a bad machshava or not know the halachos or make a mistake, that's all in one category of some type of a mistake. A bad kavana, a bad ma'is, a bad halacha. And the other approach is a ganai, just disrespectful. A guy might know the halachos, he might have enough awareness to know what to do and know how to do it, but to walk into the base of Mikdash drunk, a little bit lightheaded, that's just inappropriate. It's just not the respectful way to present yourself in front of a Kaddish Baruch. So you have that in the Rishonim. Ramban writes in number 15, same pasuk. Hatam b'tzava hazo, so ata shlo yitoy ha-kohen b'shichat. So he shouldn't make a mistake. B'shichat ha-yayin v'yavo lidei machshava she'inu kuhugan. He's going to have a wrong machshava, wrong kavana, a mistake of some sort. It's, again, this is another example. This, the Rav Yosef Engel does not mention, but this would be another example of a siag deraisa that might lead to a mistake. Tosfos in Masecha Shavuos, he says, the fishya kasav tala betir fadas, a confusion of the mind, dechziv lahavdil lahorus lefikach svar huktas l'rabo shamer shachar. So there shouldn't be a difference. There's a machlokas tanaim, where the issur shisui yayin is only when it comes to wine or other alcoholic beverages. So it shouldn't make a difference. You're going to make a mistake either way. It's a tier fadas, a wrong kavana, wrong machshava. That's all one grouping. And Tosas and Yuma says, no. It's mishum deshesuya yayin genayhu. It's an appropriate likones to enter into the base of Migdash. Shikr lefnim deafilu lefnei melech basar adam enosin kein kol shikain lefnei melech malchem lachem akadosh baruch. And the Rambam takes this approach of the Tosas and Yuma as well, and he writes, Hol v'hu roi lavoda v'nichnas b'shas havoda menuvel kacha menuvel. Not because he's going to make a mistake. It's inappropriate. It's disrespectful. It's a genai to present oneself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way. So now, how does this help us out? How does this answer the question of Knisa versus Avoda? Right, so the machshava and all the mistakes, whether it was a practical mistake of making doing the wrong way, not knowing the halachas, all of that would only be true if you're doing the avoda. So Ramban works nicely l'shitaso. Ramban, who says the reason is because of a mistake, so he says it's only an iser when you do the avoda. There's no mistake if you just enter in. But if the iser is about presenting yourself like Tosas and Yuma and the Rambam, it's a genai l'davar, it's a menuvel. So then the Isser would be Knisa alone, just walking into the base of Mikdash. You walk into the White House, Kiviyachal, the Havdil, and you walk in such a way, drunk, so you're not doing anything. They're not letting you cross any, the whatever red tape they have there, but you're walking in a little lightheaded, they're going to kick you out of there, even though you're not doing an avodah. So the Rambam says it's an Isser of Knisa because the concern here is Menuvel, the concern here is Gnai, and everything seems to line up very nicely. That'd be an additional thing. So if you go into the, the president's office, Oval Office, and you start signing some papers when you're drunk, that's a much greater violation than simply walking into the White House.
Also, Altskanai, which is more of a...
Seemingly would be Altskanai and a maneuver, whatever. It would just be an increased and more advanced violation than just walking in. So now with that background, we could understand, let's talk about the Isser of the base of Migdash being drunk and the Isser of Lahoros, of giving Psak Halacha. The Rambam writes... In Sefer Mitzvah's Mitzvah Losase Ein Gimel, he lumps together these two Isurim. He writes, Shehziranu mei hikanes lemikdash o lahoros bedavar, bidinei Torah. A person cannot enter the base of Mikdash, nor can he give psak halacha when he's under the influence. Ramban takes issue with this. Ramban says in the end of the Mitzvahs, that the Hasagos, that the Rama forgets their Mitzvahs, he says the Rama made a mistake here as well. Says va'odani omer, I say further, ki ha'minios ha'elu min hayayin b'avoda v'ahara, not drinking during the avoda and giving a halacha, ahara lo yimna mitzvah achas, they should not be counted as one, k'divrei Rav, like the Rambam writes, about nimno shtein, they should be two, b'cheshbon ha'mitzvos. Shem shnei inyanim chalukim, the two completely different mitzvahs, ein lehem dimyon b'zeh b'zeh, they're not similar at all, V'din shneim ba'onchin einenu shava. The punishments are different. The ideas are different. How could you count them all as one? And Tosos writes, increases as well. There's a stira. There seems to be a stira in how to paskin. When it comes to the halachos of the Beis HaMikdash, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, that only drinking wine is the iser chiyamisa. But we have, when it comes to psak halacha, the Gemara says, even if a person ate tamarim, which could make a person feel drunk, apparently, if you drink or eat enough of it, you can't give psak halacha. So how come by the Beis HaMikdash only by yayin, but by hora, it's all types of meshacharin? The Tosa says, yesh lomer dehasim midirabanan. When they say you don't give a hora, if you're eating too many tamarim, that's only a din dirabanan, but midiraisa, it's the same. Yayin by Mikdash, Yain Bahara, it's all the same, there's no difference. It's all the same mitzvah, lumped together like the Rambam. Tosos, however, in Maseches Ksuba says there's a difference, no. They're two different halachas. Even though by the Mikdash, the Isser is only by Yain, when it comes to Hara, the Isser is all Meshach. They're two different mitzvahs, like the Ramban. So we have this Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's one mitzvah or whether it's two different mitzvahs. Furthermore, we have another Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid as well. Whether it's one or two mitzvahs. There's a halacha that the only time it's usur to do the avoda when drunk is if it's wine, potent wine, undiluted wine, strong, yain chazak. But if it's diluted in a little bit, then the Ram writes, it's mutter to do the avoda. So you have a little shot glass of wine, pour a little water, you're allowed to do the avoda. Mutter la'achon. The rabbi says, that's not true. It's putter, but not mutter. It's mutter to give horah if you drank such a diluted, but in terms of base amigdash, there's no heter, it's pater valasr, but it's asr still. So the Ravid, again, makes a chilek between the dinim of horah versus the dinim of the base of Mikdash. The Rambam says it's all the same halachim. Just like he counts the mitzvah of base of Mikdash and horah together, so too the heter of diluted wine is equal, bain base of Mikdash, bain horah. So now we have this question, this machlokas we found in a few different places, whether this is one mitzvah or whether it's two mitzvahs. So how would you explain this, based on what we've been saying, the different reasons of why Shisui Yayin is Asr? How would you suggest whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs?
It's Ganai. It's two separate things.
Seemingly, if it's Ganai, so then it should be two separate things. To Ganai, to enter the base of Mikdash. But if you have a Psak Halacha, if I'm sitting in my house and someone knocks on my door for a Psak Halacha, that's not a Ganai, so it should be two different mitzvahs. That's what one would suggest. And if it's about making a mistake, then it should seemingly be all one mitzvah. I make a mistake in the base of Mikdash, I make a mistake here in the Horah, it should all be the same. That would be my first attempt, but it doesn't work out nicely. Because the Ramban counts it as two different mitzvahs, even though the reason is about a mistake, and the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah, even though it's about a Gnai L'davar. I still think you could suggest, even though the Ramban himself doesn't hold this way, I still think this might be pshat in... might be shot in Tosos and Rashi. What do I mean? So we go back to the question we had about Tosos and Rashi, that the Isser of drinking is only the Gabi Dina Isser of Heter, but not Dina Mamnus. I think it could be about the following idea. Maybe there is some Gnai L'davar when it comes to Psak Halacha. Not about a mistake. If it's about a mistake, There shouldn't be a difference between Dini Isser V'Heter, Dini Mamnus. But maybe there's a different understanding of what Dini Mamnus is versus Dini Isser. There's a Gemara in Sota Daf, Zayin Rebeis, which tells us a fascinating story, a dialogue to Moshe Rabbeinu and Kadosh Baruch Hu about the bones of Reuven. The Pasuk says in the V'Zos HaBracha, it says, Yechi Reuven Val Yamos V'Zos LeYehuda, the bones of Yehuda rather. That Reuven should live, he shouldn't die. By the way, some use this as a source of Gilgulim we discussed. I mentioned that last week. Yechi Reuven Ayamos, he should live in this world. Others say Olam Hazeh, Pashup Shaz Olam Haba. It's also Yehuda. So what's the Shaychus of Reuven to Yehuda? So the Gemara explains that Kol Olsan Shneima Ashanim Shayu Yisrael B'Midbar. All the years, the 40 years that Klai Yisrael traversed through the Midbar, Hayu Atzmosav Shal Yehuda Megulgalim Baron. The bones of Yehuda were trembling, they were shaking. Moshe stood up and he davened on behalf of Yehuda that they should stop moving around in the Aron. Amalafan, if he says to Kadosh Baruch Ribbono Shel Olam, Mi Garm Reuven Shehoda, who was the one who inspired Reuven to admit his wrongdoing with the switching of the beds? Was it not Yehuda? So those Yehuda, it was Yehuda. Yehuda, he did an incredible thing. He admitted what he had done with Tamar. He admitted and caused Reuven to admit what he had done. He helped him do tshuva. Miyad Shama Hashem Kol Yehuda, and immediately Hashem heard. That was the next few words in the pasuk. Al Evar Lashva, the limbs came together. They stopped moving around. Okay. However, the Gemara says, Lahava Kama Aylin Leila Misif to the Rakia. But his neshama was not allowed in the base medrash of above, Yeshiva Shemala. So then he davened further. Velamo Tivianu, let Yehuda's neshama go into Shemaim and to learn the base medrash. So he let him in. They gave him access. Entry into the base Hamedrash in the Yeshiva Shemala. However, even though he was on that level, he was let into the base Medrash. Lahava kayada mishkal mitrach b'shmaisa b'hadei rabbanon. But he didn't know how to hold cup. He couldn't learn. He didn't have a charusa. No one. This is Yehuda we're talking about here. No one could learn with him, the Gemara says. He didn't have the kochos. So what happened? Yada ravlo. So Moshe davened further. Give him strong hands. So then he was zochet to now having a shaklat atari. He was learning lamdas, learning the sugyas. But he didn't get to the highest level. What's the highest level? But no one paskin like him. And then finally, Ve'ezer, Mitzarav, Tiyah, let him have help. Give him a little support so he should be zochah that he should paskin like him. You know, I could go on for a little bit of a tangent about the importance of a libud hilchos of learning. In yeshivas, we don't learn a libud hilchos so oftentimes, but that's the highest level. We learn in yeshiva how to learn belumdus, how to learn how to analyze, but the highest level is a libud hilchos. And we see this clearly from the Gemara. So the idea of a libud hilchos of the Gemara in Sanhedrin also. Perek Chelek writes, a libud hilchos is sod Hashem li-re'av. That to enter that world of psak halach is entering the deepest areas of the Torah. It's sod Hashem. This is the sod. It's not referring to sod of nister of Kabbalah. That's sod of learning of nigla. There are different levels. There's pardesh. Pardesh we know the pardesh stands for pshat, remez, drush, and sod. Now that pardesh, every area has pardesh. What that means is in pshat in pei the pei there's pardesh of pei, and there's pardesh of remez, and there's pardesh of each one. So in the world of Nigla and Pardes, there's Pshat, which is just learning Pashup Pshat, and then there's the Remez, and then there's Drush, and there's Lamdas, and then there's Sod. So what's the Sod of the world of Pshat? What's the Sod of the world of Nigla? That's Alibud Hilchos. So that's the highest level. So when you enter into the world of Psak Halacha, you're entering into Sod. You're entering into what that Gemara said in Sanhedrin earlier, that Tosu was commenting on, of the Raze Olam, Shali Al Yishtach, that world. That's the idea here. So maybe we could suggest the following. That when a person enters into the Sod Hashem Lirav, you're entering into Raz Hashem, you're entering into the Beis HaMikdash. Like when the Kohen, it's Genai L'davar, it's a manuvel for the Kohen to enter into the Beis HaMikdash. It's Genai L'davar for a person to enter into that Psak Halacha, the world of Psak Halacha, that Alibud Hilchasa, that Yehuda wanted to enter in. So how does that make a chilek? What's the distinction? So that's only true of the Isser V'Heter. Why not Dini Mamus? The Din of Mamonis is different. Din of Mamonis is not a psak halacha. You have two people coming, they're fighting. Reuven says, Shimon owes me money. Shimon says, no, I don't owe you money. You have this back and forth. That's not psak halacha. That's trying to compromise. You're trying to make peace between the people. You're looking for shalom. You're not looking to find where the psak halacha is. I was asked maybe a year ago to be a dayan for a particular case of Choshe Mishpat Shaila. I said, I'm honored, but I don't know Choshe Mishpat. He said, no, but we both know you, and we want you to give up, help us out. I said, I don't know Choshe Mishpat. I can't. I'm happy to speak to those who do know it, but I really highly recommend you go to someone who knows what they're talking about. So they wanted me to do it. I said, okay, so I didn't know anything about this stuff. It was a shaila during Corona, because someone was renting a shul, but then since they couldn't go because the school was closed down because of Corona, did they still owe money to the shul they were renting from? It was a very interesting shaila. I did some research. I spoke to some dayanim. But the first question you always ask the Bali Dinim is, do you want pshara or do you want psak? Which means psak is you're the right or you're wrong. Either owe the money, don't owe the money. Or pshara is a compromise. Let's just find some arbitration somewhere in the middle where everyone's somewhat fair. You're going to owe something, but not the full amount. And dayanim always encourage pshara. And the first parak talks about pshara is a higher level than psak halacha. We're not looking for the truth. We're not looking for psak, not emes. We're looking to make peace. Pshara. And that's not razi olam. That's not up in the world. We're not looking to learn through Choshe Mishpat and Baba Kama, Baba Mitzi, Baba Basar. We're looking to deal with two people in this world and bring shalom to them. And that's not involved in the razi sholom. And that's perhaps this distinction here, that it is a violation of a genai, it's a violation of a maneuver to enter into psak halacha, but that's only true when you're looking for the emes. When you're looking for shalom, which is not emes, but still the right thing to do, that's not Razi Olam. That's not called entering into the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe that's Pshat in the Rashi and Tosos and the Yesh Omrim, that you can be drunk when involved. Maybe you're better off being drunk. Maybe you could be a better compromiser. When you're drunk, you're a little bit easier going. A dying might be a little bit rigid and tough, but you have a guy who's a little bit drunk, maybe you can make peace between the two different people. Maybe it's even better. Now, they don't say that, but it's mutter. It's mutter to be drunk when involved in Dinei Mamonos. That's the suggestion. Now, the only difference is that this might work for Rashi and Tosos, but does not work for the Rambam. Because the Rambam does not make this distinction. The Rambam does not have a heter. He does not write the heter of being able to be drunk when involved in Dina Mamnis. And the Rambam is one of the Rishonim who hold. It's about Genai. It's about Manuvel. So if it's about Manuvel, the Rambam says it's about Manuvel, and the Rambam connects the Issa Hora to the Issa Knesset Beis HaMikdash, So you could say for the Rambam, there's a violation to enter into the Isser V'Heter, that world of Alibah Dehilchasa, is a violation, it's a disgusting thing. But that's true of Isser V'Heter, when you're looking for the Emes. But when you're involved in Dini Mamonis, we're dealing with Pshara, so what world are you entering in? What's the violation of what world? What Beis HaMikdash? What Razi Olam are you dealing with? And I think the simple answer is that Shalom is also the highest level. When you can bring Shalom Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, between two people, that's the greatest thing. And the Gemara, the end of Brachos, tells us, it appears in actually, this Medrash appears in four different places. The word Banayach, Beis Nun Yud Chaf, Beis is for Brachos, Nun is for Nida, Yud is for Yivamos, Chaf is for Krisos. These four Masechtas actually all end with this these statements here. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Olaz, Amar Rabbi Chanina, we all know this. Tamidei Chachamim Marbim Shom Ba'olam. They bring peace into this world. Shenemar Yacha V'chol Banayach Limudei Hashem Rav Shom Banayach. Those who are learning Hashem's Torah bring great Shalom to the world. Al Tugit Banayach Ela Bonayach. That they're building the world, and it's that Shalom. And when you bring Shalom to this world, that's the ultimate goal. That might even be higher than dealing with Isser V'Heter, by bringing peace amongst other people. And that's why it would be G'nai L'davar to enter both into the world of Isser V'Heter and also into the world of Shalom, being in such a state of influence. I'll finish off with a fascinating Maisa, a great Maisa, Rav Yashiv. I just started Brachos today, so I'm a little ahead of the game. I started my next cycle now, Brachos. So the end of Nida is this way, the end of Brachos is this way. So Rav Yashiv was one time making a siyum on Maseches Bava Metzi, I think it was. And he raised a question as to how come at the end of every single siyum we say Rapapa's 10 sons. We quote his Rapapa, Rach Rapapa, Rami Rapapa, and all Rapapa's 10 sons are mentioned after every siyum. What zuchus does he have? Do the sons have to be mentioned? So various answers are mentioned, are suggested. So Rav Yashiv said, because there are 10 places throughout Shas, where there's a machlokas, and Rav Papa came and was machriya the din, he brought shalom between the two different people. So one example is the Gemara talks about in Maseches Tainus, when it rains, what do you do after a long drought, and it finally rains, so there are three opinions what the nusach is, and he says, say all of them. Another Gemara talks about what bracha to say when there's a rainbow, and he says, Rav Papa says, say all of them. That's why we have a long bracha when you see a rainbow. So there are 10 places throughout all of Shas where you have this idea Rav Papa brings shalom. And since the learning is about bringing Shalom into the world, so that he was Zocha. He was Zocha. For his 10 sons, for the 10 times in Shas were mentioned after every Siyum, because that's what Limud HaTorah does. So there's a guy who's at the Siyum, who was curious to know where these 10 places were. So he, you know, searched on the computer, Google, or whatever search engine he has, and he found only 9 places where Papa actually did this. So he searched again, maybe he made a mistake, 9 times. So Rav Yashiv made a mistake. And either Rav Yashiv was too hard to get into, or he's too embarrassed to ask Rav Yashiv, so he asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, his son-in-law. He told Rav Chaim the very nice idea that his shver had, but Rav Yashiv made a mistake. So Rav Chaim started to laugh. And he says to the guy, he says, you think the computer's smarter than my shver? He says, look in the Gemara Brachos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. There's machlokas, what to say, what nusach to say for Birchas HaTorah. You say, Lasek B'Devei Sarah. Asher Bachabanu, Harevna, Rav Hamnuna says, Hilchach Nimre Kulu, say all three brachas. On the side of the page, the Gilian Ashas, Rikiv Eger says, it should be Rav Papa in the Gemara. That didn't show up in the search engine. That was the 10th place. Rav Papa said to say all of them. He's Machvidadin. You see, either way, the idea of bringing Shalom is the ultimate. That's the goal of Limud HaTorah. So when you enter into the world of Shalom, that's like entering into the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we'll stop here, and I'll decide about tomorrow what we should do, if any shir.